This is the Tom Likas Show.
I'm calling in regards to the Tim Likas Show.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Mad people.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 24-7 at lowlyftom.com. You can hear our show on demand if you just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, it's you and me. And a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we are here with family law attorney Adam Sachs. Good to see you, Adam.
Great to see you, Tom.
Here we are.
Every Tuesday, eh?
Every Tuesday, that's right.
So,
exactly right.
I know you never did, Tom. I know, I'm really glad you never did. But a lot of guys end up having to pay alimony.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I think if guys could really understand what that really was, what that was like, the humiliation of that. I mean, you talk about that lawyer who told you slavery was abolished in 1865, you know?
Yes.
Not necessarily, okay? There, you know, you talk about wage slaves or whatever. Chris Rock was saying how when you go to a restaurant, you eat, and then you leave, they don't owe you a steak anymore, you know?
Right.
And when you want to talk about the humiliation of having to pay for something that's already in your past, the past use of a vagina, you know, there's nothing that comes close to alimony. It's incomprehensible. And, you know,
like when I rent a car, drive over a few speed bumps, you know, flick a few cigarette ashes in there and stuff. I take it back. I hand them the keys. And then it's somebody else's problem.
But that's the thing, though. When you take it back to Avis or whatever, and you return it, that's it. I mean, they have that guy that beep, beep, gives you a little receipt, you know,
$78.95.
Right. You didn't put enough gas in, so they charge you another $4.50.
Right.
And that, but whatever the hell it is, that's it.
You are then done.
Right. The, you know, the laws were changed to be gender neutral. So theoretically, you know, men can get alimony, not just women. But you know that that's extremely rare, very unusual. I have done it a couple of times, and the women lost their minds. But that is the exception. And it's much more common that guys get with a woman. And by the way, in this day and age, Tom, it's amazing how many guys will spend many years with a woman who doesn't work. I can't get over it. Now, I understand if you want to bring a family or whatever, you know, maybe you want to have your wife spend a few years, you know, bringing up the kids when they're very little. But we're talking about school-age children, and I'm not saying the wife has to work, you know, necessarily in the same kind of high-intensity job that her husband has, but we're talking about working not at all, making nothing. And there's some kind of macho culture where, you know, no woman of mine is going to work or something like that. But in this day and age, if you do that, you are setting yourself up for absolute hell. Because she's going to come into court and she's going to say, you know, my standard of life in the marriage is that I never worked and I didn't have to work. My husband promised me he'd take care of me. And in states like California, where you go past 10 years, you have a long-term marriage, you're going to be paying spousal support perhaps permanently. And there are a lot of guys that tell me, it's okay, I don't mind giving it to her, and she deserves it, she was a good wife, and I cheated on her so I feel guilty or whatever. But I'm telling you, you're not going to feel that way after a very short while. And, you know, when you're looking at working your ass off and getting your paycheck, and I don't know, let's say it's, you know, I don't know, you're not a millionaire, you're getting like, let's say, $5,000 or $6,000 a month, handing half of that over to a woman that you haven't even seen in a couple of years. I mean, that's crazy. And, you know, it's not the same as child support. You know, guys talk about child support. You know, child support is for your kids. And it is true that you're giving it to the woman and she might spend it on whatever. But, I mean, we're talking about support for your children. until they're 18. They're able to take care of themselves as adults. And, you know, these are children that you theoretically chose to have. So, I mean, it's not the same vibe as paying some woman that doesn't have sex with you anymore. And the idea that it's not just getting her back on her feet or getting her to go back to school or whatever, that it's just on an ongoing, permanent basis is rather nauseating.
Right. I mean, for me, when I earn money, I want to control where it goes, what's done with it. You know, I have a priority in my life on saving and being frugal. I have a priority in my life of, like, this business that I'm building, for example. I don't want someone telling me I can't put money into my business. I don't want somebody telling me once I break my back to build this business that they own half of it because they were right there the whole time.
But if we were partners, you would feel different about sharing the money with me, let's say.
Right.
Because we work together.
Right, but and you would have taken half the risk,
right,
too.
But don't, exactly. Don't forget, here's a woman that, let's say, was a real bitch and was unsupportive of you while you were married and was criticizing you all the time and telling you your jokes aren't any funny or whatever, you know?
Well, your show isn't funny.
You know, good, you know?
You're a misogynist. A friend of mine told me what that word meant, and I think that's what you are.
Fabulous. Thanks, honey. And then she comes at the end, and she's like, we got her hand out. She got her hand in your pocket.
Right.
Now, do we have someone waiting, Tom? Because I
want
to have somebody. What are we calling him?
We're calling him John in Oceanside. That's
right,
what we're calling him.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
So John is actually not a client of mine yet. I talked to him in the past few weeks, and he is going to hire me, I think. But I think that his experience is really important to the guys because John did a couple of things that are very naughty, and he realizes it now. And chief among these things is that he went into it without a lawyer. So he got a divorce, and this is very common. I hear this all the time. He said that he just wanted to get it over with. He couldn't take it. A lot of guys talk that way, and when you have this woman driving you up the fucking wall, it's like, just give me something to sign. I don't care. I want it over with. And this is kind of that thing like Stitch in Time Saves Nine or Pennywise and Pound Foolish. By not hiring a lawyer, John thought that he was saving some money. And, you know, I guess that's true. If it had been me, for example, I mean, I might have charged him something, obviously, for doing his case. But whatever I charged him, he's paying 10 times more, 100 times more in alimony and so forth, which is ongoing, and it could last for a long time. So let's get him on.
All right, here he is. John, what's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, John.
I'm trying to save some boys out there.
I really appreciate it, John.
The same mistake I did.
I really appreciate you coming on, and I was telling the guys that you know, usually I have clients come on, but I was taken in by your story, and I think it's really important. And I promise Tom and I aren't going to beat you up, but I really want you to share some of your mistakes with the guys so that they don't do the same kinds of things. Now, you were married, right?
I was married for 22 years.
22 years, Tom.
Oh, boy.
So that's what we call a long-term marriage.
That's what California calls a long-term marriage.
Right. And
that's what I call being in jail without any bail.
Oh, my.
No possibility of parole, huh?
Exactly.
All right. Now, I think your kids were pretty much grown up, right? Or they were, like, older.
When I separated I had two kids. One was 21. The other one was about 16.
Okay. So it wasn't so much of a child support case, but you went into it without a lawyer, right? And you ended up getting hooked up with spousal support, alimony.
Yeah, and I did my numbers while you were talking.
Uh-huh.
And the first year I paid $9,600 in alimony.
That is so sickening.
And the last 4 years...
Four years, Tom.
I paid over $24,000 in alimony.
Wow, I would have thought even more. If it's $9,600 a year, that's almost $10,000, right?
The first year I was paying $800 a month.
Oh, that's right. You got it reduced a little, right?
I got it reduced because I was laid off of a good job that I was getting paid well.
Right.
So I was able to reduce it from $800 to $400 because I was unemployed.
Right. But even unemployed, you're paying through the nose.
Even unemployed, I was paying through the nose, yes.
So tell the boys.
In the last four years, I paid $24,000, which is sickening after looking at my numbers.
And that's 4 years since you divorced, right?
Correct.
And we're talking going forward, that's strictly open-ended, right? You're supposed to just pay and pay forever.
Forever. There is no end date until either she gets married or dies.
Now, we already know, and Tom and I always talked about this, that the ladies know that they can play this game, that they just will make sure they never get married again to keep the money coming in.
And that's what I understand. She's not looking for a date now. She's just
perfect.
Happy where she's at.
And then with respect to dying, generally women outlive men anyway. So you're talking about paying her pretty much for the rest of your life.
Correct.
So tell the boys, this is really important, because this is the big disincentive. You know, I always tell guys, if you understood the downside of marriage, you would never get married. But guys that want to get married, or, you know, there's no stopping them sometimes. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to have to hand over that money every month to this woman that you were married 2 years ago.
Dude, it's like pulling teeth every day. Every paycheck, I see money go out. And she got to the point where she just takes it out of my check now.
Right. And then she doesn't say thanks or anything, right?
No, she's basically just like to bend over and not even putting any lube on.
No, God. Ouch. Thank you for that special analogy. Now,
this is what happened. Boys need to understand. Get a lawyer.
Well, let's talk about that. Did you say this thing? I think that was your quote, right? Like, you just wanted to get it over with. Like, tell us about tell us about the time when you were getting the divorce.
Well, when I left, I just wanted to get it over with. I couldn't be myself at home. I couldn't. It was like you get home and all you get is bitched at for working hard, working late. And when I left the house, I just wanted it over with. You know what? You keep the house, you keep everything. I left with only two boxes.
Now, you know, that's really an interesting thing, by the way, because what guys don't realize is that women are absolutely relentless. So a lot of guys I know, you know, give her the house, give her the cars, give her the accounts, literally give her the furniture. I mean, they just leave with a shirt on their back, maybe one suitcase of crap or whatever. But what they don't realize is that now you've fed the lion or the crocodile or whatever you want to call it, and it only is going to want more meat sooner or later. So the idea is that you left her with everything, that doesn't end it, because now she wants money going forward too.
Well, she wants more money. She even went after my retirement.
Right.
She made me cash out my retirement, and I had to give her half of my 401k that I was working at a company for over 15 years.
Yeah, but even that, even with the 401k, the retirement, all your stuff, she still wants alimony, and that goes forward.
And continue wants it, and she keeps on calling me saying, I want more, I want more, give me some more money.
I found that a lot of guys that are giving the woman a decent amount of money, the woman is still nagging them and calling them and saying, what about my health insurance? I had some unusual expense I want you to pay. In other words, women somehow get hooked on a man that even when he's not their husband anymore, they're not having sex with him anymore, they don't live with him, they don't cook for him, they still want the money from him.
I've been fortunate in that way that she hasn't hounding me for any extra expenses. She just keeps on telling me, I want more money, I need more money. Then I tell her, go out and work.
Yeah, but no way she's going to do that.
She doesn't want to.
How could you imagine thinking that your wife should have to go out and work?
Your ex-wife.
Do you think you want?
Ex-wife, Tom.
Well, you know that's the way people think.
Nah, it's amazing. It's really amazing. It's fascinating to me because, you know, you always make the joke about it, but women really, really play this thing. It's fascinating. When you talk about today, where we have these very liberated women, and they're equal to men in every way, and they're this, you know, there's nothing that they can't, you know, the whole thing that they can't do, that we can't do, what they can't do. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that these same women are going from being equal and I can work and I can do everything a man can do and I don't need a man to all of a sudden I'm dependent, I'm stupid, I don't know how to take care of myself, I need support. That's amazing.
That is amazing, and that is the same. That is basically my situation.
Yeah, it really hurts.
She kept on telling me she doesn't want, she didn't need me, she didn't need this, and then all of a sudden now she wants more and more and more.
Now, during your marriage, she never worked, right?
She worked part-time.
And you just, what was your thinking? You were like kind of like this macho thing, like my woman doesn't have to work, or was it, did you guys agree to it?
At first, it was, we argued, hey, you know, it's what you can get now, and then they offered her a full-time position where she's at, and she turned it down, and this is all she came out with, I'm disabled.
Yeah, by the way, it's amazing. It's amazing. I was reading about the number of Americans that collect disability, you know, which is that used to be an insurance if you got injured at work or whatever, and they're supposed to help you get back on your feet. It's unbelievable how many women in particular will announce to you that they're disabled. It's amazing.
But she says she's disabled, but her disability is not recognized by the state.
Right. I love that. How do you like that, Tom?
I know a lot of people who are on, I'm doing air quotes here, disability.
But it's not recognized by the state. It's special.
What does that mean?
Who the hell knows? What does that mean, John?
Well, to her, it means that she's constantly what they call chronic fatigue, that she's constantly tired.
Oh, yes. So that's what I use when I go to the marijuana store and sign up for a card. Doctor, I'm feeling constantly fatigued.
Yes, yes. They talked about that. It was the Epstein-Barr syndrome. They could never find what virus causes it or what causes it. But it's sort of this
threat of employment.
Thing. Well, yeah, that's what it is, the fear of having to work.
And the only cure is sleeping in bed all day long.
Stay home and sleep.
And alimony.
And alimony. I am working my ass off to try to make ends meet, and she's happy making more money than I am with her part-time job and what I give her.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. There's a whole range of these things. There's carpal tunnel syndrome, which is something like that's wrong with your wrist. And there's also fibromyalgia. And that's a women's problem thing, which is the same kind of vibe. And that's the same thing. It's this kind of general malaise, you know. And there are handicapped people that have jobs, you know, that people that wish they could have jobs. And you talk about these women that are just self-entitled, and they say, no, work? No, not me. And I've had a lot of women call me and tell me, you know, I say, you know, because they want me to help them with their divorce or whatever, and I'll say, what's your career? What do you do? And they say, oh, I'm a housewife, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And I say, not anymore, you know, you're getting divorced now. You're going to have to, like, support yourself and your children. And they don't even know what I'm talking about. You know, that's the most bizarre concept ever. And,
they're raised to, hey, the man's going to take care of you regardless if you're married or not.
Yeah, well, that's just too much.
That's a culture nowadays.
It's sick in today's culture with equality and so forth. It's sick that women would say such things. It's crazy. So anyway, talk a little bit briefly about going in without a lawyer. This thing about wanting to get it over and so forth.
Well, you basically just say, hey, let's sign this over, get it done. I went to go see a lawyer. The lawyer told me that they wanted, I just recently went to go see another lawyer, and they wanted $3,000 up front.
Right.
As the amount of money that I'm paying this girl, I can't afford $3,000 up front.
But see, look at it the other way. Now, I've discussed this, and as you know, and this is in my advertising, we talk about this, I never demanded $3,000 up front or whatever. Guys are not able to handle a retainer, I always promise I'll work out payment plans and so forth. So I try to alleviate some of that. But on the other hand, you're saying you can't afford it. But think about the fact of that you've given her, what'd you say, $24,000 in support? I mean, how could you?
$24,000.
Yeah, but isn't that crazy? Isn't that, you know, sort of borrowing from one to not pay the other? It's worth
it. That's insane. It's insane.
Yeah, but if you spent $3,000 on a lawyer, let's say I had charged you, I don't know, whatever, $3,000. And I had gotten the amounts reduced by half. I mean, you would have spent a few thousand, but it would have saved you a lot more. And we're not just talking over the past few years. We're talking about going forward as well. I mean, this is going to be for years and years paying these payments.
Yes, and that's why I called you.
No, no, I appreciate right that. But what I'm saying is... Sorry?
Yeah, I should have. Yes, the boys need to think about getting a lawyer now.
I was just saying that...
Somebody who did not get one.
Yeah, but what I was trying to say is that it's not just a good idea, quote-unquote, to get a lawyer. It actually makes economic sense. I mean, just financially speaking, if I could get your payments to be 25% less or 50% less, that would have saved you, let's say, $10,000 or $20,000. And if, you know, and that's just over the past couple of years. And, you know, even if I had charged you, I don't know, $5,000, that would have been a very good investment, right?
Correct. Yes.
But you didn't see that somehow at the time?
It's not that I didn't see somehow. It's just every lawyer that I talked to wanted a large lump sum up front.
Right. All right, well.
And I need to get a lawyer now because I need to go back to court and see what I can do about taking this completely off.
Well, that's another thing we have to talk about. When you made a mistake like this and you're a few years into it, you know, as we see, I mean, and certainly I'm going to be your lawyer. I'm going to go in, and I'm going to get this reduced now. So it's not hopeless, you know. A lot of guys are like, I'm screwed. I got to pay this money for the rest of my life, and there's nothing I can do. I'm fucked, you know. And, I mean, that's not true. I'm going to be able to help you, and we're going to try to fix this. But I just think that the connection to it, it's interesting to me, and I really understand it, where guys are saying, you know, I just want it done. I can't take it. But at the same time, these things have very long-range consequences, and it's really important to follow through on them and think about them very carefully.
It's that saying, like, what do they call those things that they put on a horse, and all they see is right what's right in front of them?
The blinders.
And at the blinders. And at the time, all you can see is, I just need to get the fuck out of here.
How's that, Tom? It's a good relationship.
Unbelievable.
And then you're like, I'll sign whatever, just let me get the fuck out. And then 2 years into it, I'm one of those. 2 years into it, I'm thinking, what the fuck did I do? Why didn't I just, you know, look at the numbers. I mean, while you guys were talking and entering the show, I was adding my numbers up, and I'm just like, what the fuck did I pay? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
$24,000 in 4 years. That's outrageous.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing your story, John. I really appreciate it. Unbelievable, huh, Tom?
So we're going to get started tomorrow, right, Adam?
Oh, no problem. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I can't wait.
Awesome.
Look at that. He made a commitment right then and there.
Well, thank God. Well, there's a happy ending anyway.
Yes.
No, I mean, it's important, you know, Tom. There's no such thing as a hopeless case, and we're going to go in and fix it. But getting it right the first time is also important. And hearing him talking about this $24,000 or whatever it is that he threw away, it's a heartbreak. There's no return on that investment, Tom.
No.
You don't cash that in later.
Absolutely not. All right, John, good luck. Thank you for that. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. We got callers for Adam. This is family law attorney Adam Sachs. So if you've got questions about divorce, separation, child custody, child support, prenups, postnups, if there's a restraining order against you. I love the drama there. I do. This is the place to call it. If you've got questions, it's free legal advice for you. All you have to do is dial this number right now. 901-3000-TOM. That's our number. 901-3000-TOM to talk to Adam Sachs. 901-3000-866. And coming up, our first two callers are from Chicago.
Really?
If you can believe, two in a row. Coming up.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Webinars by Dennis are back with secrets of self-employment and success not taught in school. Webinars by Dennis could be exactly what you need to get on the road to financial success. In his 30 years as a consultant and tax professional, Dennis has seen it all, breaking down the books of hundreds of clients and even helping people like you start their own business ventures. And with that experience, he's developed a trusted reputation as having a unique and insightful look at both the successes and pitfalls of those seeking to attain personal wealth. And now he's sharing his knowledge with you in a series of videos packed full of experiences, anecdotes, and practical tricks of the trade that can help you find that business angle that's been eluding you. Watch them on your PC, Mac, or smartphone and become inspired to succeed in the way you've always dreamed. Just go to webinarsbydennis.com. That's webinarsbydennis.com. You could be one video away from living the dream.
On this episode of Swamp Stupid, Gary loses a leg while trying to outrun a gator wearing a pair of gay leather sandals that begin to disintegrate into little pieces. And shit gets crazy. They ain't just stupid. They're Swamp Stupid. Go to GaryandDino.com.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. C-O-S-T-L-O. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow. C-O-S. T-L-O.
Hammer time.
It's the Tom Likas Show, bonus edition. And we are here with Adam Sachs. Now, of course, if you're listening to a replay of the show, you're listening to us on demand. Adam is here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. With legal advice for you, but if you happen to be listening live at 6:32 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2015, or 9:31 Eastern time on Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2015, you can call in live and be a part of the show. So let's go, 901-3000-TOM. That's our number, 901-3000-TOM. Patrick in Chicago. You're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Patrick.
How you guys doing? I love the show, Tom, Adam. You guys are inspiration to most guys that are in process. So it's nice to know that there's an outlet for guys that are trying to figure out what we're supposed to do in these environments.
Yes.
Thanks.
It's kind of a, you know, it's like any divorce, it's multifaceted. I'm going to go in with a pretty direct question, Adam.
Sure.
Most guys, they end up in a situation, they're going through the divorce, they're trying to find an attorney that's going to represent them appropriately.
Right.
And it seems to me that most of the time it gets drawn out, gets dragged out. I've already spent like $5,000, different attorneys. I'm already on like attorney two. What's up with that? I mean, it's like, why does it not get finished?
Well, generally, women want a modicum of revenge. I've tried many times. In fact, last week I had an interesting case where I represented the husband. And as soon as he hired me, apparently His wife tried to hire me also, would you believe?
Right.
She had heard of me somehow.
Because, yeah, that, the same thing happened to me. It's like she had, you know, she already, like, cock-blocked on a couple of times.
Right.
Kind of, another one, right.
That's kind of a funny way to say it, but that's basically what happened. So I figured, you know, whatever. She's not represented by anyone. She obviously likes me. She's heard of me. So he had already hired me. So I called her up, and I said, look, I got your message, but I just want you to know, coincidentally, your husband already hired me. But no hard feelings. You know, this case isn't that complicated, and you guys don't have any you know, children, and you don't own a lot of stuff or anything. So, you know, let's see if we can just talk it over, and we can just resolve it, you know, chop, chop, you know? And, you know, like you say, there's no reason, theoretically, you shouldn't be able to do that. And you should be able to approach it in a business-like way. And I tried to talk to her about this, and she went berserk. And she said, he's a piece of shit, and he's a fucking liar, and he's a cheater, and I'm going to ruin him, and I'm going to get even with him. And, I mean, that's the problem. You know, when you talk about the emotionality, and that's how women are, right? I mean, that ends up taking away logic and removing the possibility of doing, like you talk about, this, you know, quick settlement or whatever. And what's based on my experience, which is strange, is I can talk to someone and I can tell them, look, you know, I've done this so many times. I've seen cases just like yours. I can tell you how this is going to be resolved. You know, most likely you're going to sell the house. She's going to get this car. You're going to get that car. Each of you is going to get these, you know, blah, blah. And let's just type it up and be done with it. But the problem is that you're dealing with a woman, and, you know, whether I'm representing her or she's on the other side, and she is betrayed, and she's upset, and you cheated, or she cheated, or she wanted a baby, or you promised her you're always going to love her, and her desire to lash out is going to stop any kind of logical settlement. And that's just the reality.
So there's in the end, though, what I'm kind of looking for is, like, in regards to attorneys, like yourself, you know, what's the line of direction in questioning or how they're going to represent you? Because I found myself along the way. It's like, okay, I got this guy, and he, you know, he had a CV that was awesome. And, you know, and this is local. Don't forget. I mean, when you're
right,
in situations
right.
like, they all know each other, and they're, like, chit-chatting about golfing or
whatever.
Well,
by the way, I know it sounds crazy, but that's a good thing. You know, when I'm friendly, or at least a little bit friendly and acquainted with a lawyer on the other side, you know, that's not a bad thing. We've done cases before with each other,
right.
And that lends to the possibility that we're going to be able to resolve issues, you know.
Obviously, yeah, but
over.
It also lends to, you know, a certain amount of congeniality and
not,
and
by the way,
out.
Also not a bad thing. When you look at, you know, choosing a lawyer, I think particularly you're going to want to have someone that matches your personality, someone
yes.
that you feel you can communicate with, someone that's easy to reach. I mean, I give everyone my cell phone number. That's very unusual. Uh-huh. Usually people have big troubles trying to get through their lawyer. You know, people email me and I answer right away.
Attorneys love email now.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I answer my emails. Filter. You know, I don't do it, you know, get back to you 3 weeks later or whatever. But, you know, I mean, I as for a man, I wouldn't hire a woman lawyer. I think that's crazy. A lot of guys do that.
Why so? Why do you think that?
I don't think that women make good litigators. When you talk about fighting, which is like in court, which is what family law is, that's a head-to-head thing. I think the women that fight hard that I deal with come off as nasty and bitchy. And I don't think that that's very constructive or conducive to settlement. The other thing that you have to ask yourself is, you know, do you want your lawyer to go in there and kick ass, or do you see this as something that is going to be settled and mediated, let's say? I mean, I've written stuff very often, very, you know, hard-hitting, and my client tells me they don't want to sign it. They'll say, I don't want to hurt my ex-wife's feelings. And I'm like, man, you don't want to hurt her feelings, you know? I mean, you know, are you still in love with her? Do you want to give her, you know, half the store or all the store? Or do you recognize, you know, that this is someone who, if you're not careful, is going to be sucking off of you for the rest of your life?
Right.
I mean, listen to that gentleman we just had on, my future client, John. I mean, he is paying alimony for years and years for a woman that, you know, obviously he hasn't seen naked in a very long time.
Well,
I mean, you know, are you willing to do that?
Thankfully I'm in Indiana, which is a kitchen sink state.
Indiana?
Chicago, Indiana. I'm like a bilateral.
Wow.
And, you know, Indiana's like, you know, there's supposedly no alimony, but I've seen situations, and it kind of fits in with what he was talking about. It's like, oh, all of a sudden she has, like, toe cancer or something.
No, it's not a joke. Any woman that you're talking to who a minute ago was telling you how independent she was and how unique she was and how she was her own person and didn't need a man is suddenly asking for lifetime support, you know?
Right on. And, yeah, I've seen that. And that's the reason I'm so pissed off at you. I wish you went to D.C. and, you know, had some reciprocity. I would have been going right into you. But outside of that, it's like going back to the original topic with attorneys and trying to find the right one. And maybe if that's in the question to you, it's like, do you have any kind of affiliations with attorneys in the Midwest or areas that you're in?
You can call me off the air. I know lawyers in different places I might be able to refer. And I am licensed. By the way, I am licensed in D.C. It's funny that you would mention that.
Oh, shit. I thought that meant reciprocity in everywhere.
Of course.
Oh, well.
It's about 30 states, I think, something like that.
But not Indiana.
I think Indiana's on the list. We'll have to work that one out.
Right on. I'll give you a call then. Sounds great.
For sure.
All right. In fact, hang on a second, Patrick. I'll put you in touch directly with Adam. 901-3000. Tom, here's Damien in Chicago. Damien, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Adam, this is my first time I've heard you. It's an honor to talk to you.
Thanks.
My question is, in June, my oldest will be graduating from high school, and I still have another one, so I'm in a 28% bracket here in the state of Illinois, Chicago. And my question is, or your guidance, is it possible by me still having another one when 4 years and 3 months to go with, will I be subject to them scrutinizing my finances because the mother, she hasn't put in for any increases, and it's been over 6 wonderful years since I've been divorced.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, you know, it's up to her. Generally speaking, women have the right to go back and ask for more.
Right.
I mean, if she hasn't done it in a number of years, I'm trying to understand, but it sounds like your younger daughter is 14.
Yes.
I mean, you might just get away under the wire paying what you're paying and having it expire.
Probably,
you know?
I was wondering. I probably will have to, because the courts, they do, I call it fucked up math, very fucked up math.
Yeah, no kidding.
So it can drop, it could be 20%, but it'll total, they'll probably total it to where I'm paying the same or possible more. So I'm in a position, I'm thinking like maybe I would just shut the fuck up and just ride it out the rest of the time.
I'm a big believer in shutting the fuck up.
That's what I was thinking.
Let me ask you this. What's your ex like? I mean, is she super vindictive? Because I know women that go back to court every year to get more.
Hold on for a minute. Veronica, I need you to go upstairs right quick.
We don't be discussing this in front of Veronica there.
No. This is the most. I'll talk to you about it later. Just go. I'll come talk to you.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my.
See, Tom, this is why you can't have kids.
Okay. All right. Now, yeah, this is my...
I understand. What I'm trying to say is...
Now, you ask the question, I'm going to answer. She's dumb as rocks, but it's just a horrible experience. She's also on welfare now, but luckily I'm in child support. That covers me. That way they won't be coming after me.
I got to tell you, man, it's amazing how stupid women are suddenly geniuses when it comes to money, when it comes to the bottom line for them.
Like, it's like she's cool now, but I don't trust her. I had real bad issues when she put a temporary order protection on me because of disciplining our oldest, but me and the children, we're all right now.
Good.
But I can never, but through legal means and also law enforcement, I was told, and I followed that advice, never, ever be alone with her.
Oh,
be in public,
of course.
But never, because what had happened, and there's some other issues and stuff, you know. But I tell guys, if you want, if you want to have more money, don't have children, don't get married, because these women, they're not just about your good looks and your sex. It's not. They are about business. The more successful you are in life, the more dangerous it is for you with the marriage and having children. In this state, right, no matter of fact, I posted it at my job on the billboard how there's a guy named Ken Griffin. He's a hedge fund billionaire. He's friends of our new shitty governor here. And he's worth $5 billion now. And then, like you say, it's never enough with women.
Never.
So at his current net worth at 1% through a prenup that she signed, but she wants to revoke, she will get $50 million. This man
is in for
a record possible $1 million in child support a month for two children.
Can you believe that? Now, what support could possibly be necessary to raise what kind of child
$1 million
a month? And as I understood, she was unhappy and wanted more.
Yes, and then she's trying to get, but she signed a prenup. She said she was under duress.
Yeah, well, there you go. By the way, for all these guys that think that the prenup is going to save them, the woman always attacks it, saying that she didn't understand it, she can't remember, she was under duress. Forget it.
And then what I do, I tell guys, and I say it in front of women, if you want to avoid divorce, don't get married. I tell them, marriage is a business. It's not a business that's good for men in America. I'm very serious. And then what I learned from you, I was talking to one of my coworkers, younger. He started asking me questions because I talk about it. I have a passion for it now.
Right.
And he's Chinese. But he said he's going to go back to mainland China and get him a wife. But I said, be careful.
Hell with that, man.
Now, what they can do, I learned through you, they can come over here. If your marriage falters, she gets on welfare, you gonna be responsible for that.
That's right. You gotta pay it back to the government.
And then it was a group of women sitting around while I was talking to them. Another aspect is they'll get to talk to these people like here, like you see sitting in front of them. They gonna get ideas, you know. So you understand that it's very serious. It's not a joke. And a couple of guys, they be like, "I want to get married and have children." I mean. I mean, you dumb motherfucker. I actually said it to his face. I'm like, I'm sorry.
All right.
But thanks, Adam, man.
You're welcome.
I love you and Tom. Y'all all good.
I don't know. I can't add anything to that, Tom. That was good.
Love it. Damien, thank you as always for
thanks,
the call.
Thanks, bro.
901-3000, Tom, is our telephone number in our bonus hour with family law attorney Adam Sachs. When we continue, Adam will tell you how you can get in touch with him off the air, in his office, on his cell phone, wherever. And if you are thinking about getting a divorce or you've got questions, he's the man to call. All right, we got more calls coming up for Adam here as well. 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson is back with us to talk about the black box. But this time, instead of him talking about it or my talking about it, many P1 listeners like you have been writing to Devin and the folks at BN Audio to tell them how happy they are with the black box. What are people saying?
Yeah, the email response has been great, and I wanted to share a few of those with you today. One was from Robert in Escondido. He wrote, "After plugging my iPod into the black box, my ears were very pleased. Thank you for a great product and exceptional service." We love that. Next was Stephen Kurtz, wrote us, "My neighbors hate me now." That was good.
That's how you know it's good.
Yep, he's using it. Next was from Matt Hardy in Maui, out in Hawaii. He bought three of these from us. He wrote, "I am blown away. I cannot believe the sound that came out of such a small box."
Now, this is very exciting. If someone listening now has been turned on by hearing what other P1s are saying, how do they get a black box?
They can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com, and they can enter the promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
Don't take my word for it. Take the word of other satisfied P1 listeners. People are buying that black box like crazy. Just go to bnaudio.com, enter the promo code Tom, and get 20% off. You're going to love the black box.
Do you have tiny balls? You know, you once had big balls, but things started changing around you. First television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry. You're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big, bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor. New Normal
Rock. Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the New Normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Hammer time!
The Tom Likas Show. A bonus hour from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Don't forget, folks, you may or may not know this, but I am making a wine, a 2014 San Ynez Valley Syrah. And there's only 137 cases. It's going to be a very limited quantity, but I can tell you it's going to be really good. Now, with only 137 cases, the odds of you getting a bottle are slim. So, if you want to be among the first to get in and have a chance at this, you can just send us your email address. Here's how you do it. Just go to this address, p1wine.com. P as in Peter, 1, p1wine.com. And as soon as we have something to tell you, we'll tell you. But get on the list now, p1wine.com. Adam Sachs is here in studio with us. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
You can give me a call toll-free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check me out online at www.adamlawyer.com. Also, my Facebook page, of course, Offices of Adam Sachs. And you can email me. I love email, adam@adamlawyer.com.
There we go. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. Adam here is a family law attorney. I'm Sachs here. Here is Phil in Pasadena. Phil, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to talk with you. I just wanted to compliment you. I've been an avid listener of your show for many years, and I compliment you on what you're doing. You're really you're serving a purpose here, and I just called in. I wanted to share my story with you.
Sure.
I was married for 10 years, and it was a very, very difficult marriage. When we went through the divorce, it was an extremely nasty divorce. It turned out that she had committed an affair. She was seeing, believe it or not, a friend of my father, and it turned into a very ugly separation. There were lots of charges filed. And in the end, that entire process, I did have an attorney working for me. It ended up being a very expensive process. And I spent probably on my divorce case, which lasted about 3 years, probably somewhere on the order of about $300,000 in legal fees.
That's terrible. Wow. Sorry. Yeah. Crazy.
Well, what happened was, and we don't need to go into all the details, but there were charges filed on her part accusing false accusations of child abuse, criminal charges, which were all dismissed in the court at the end of the day. But the alimony demand that she came in with, and I'll just add to preface the story that when I married her, it was, first of all, it was an arranged marriage. It was not a traditional sort of romantic marriage. It was arranged in our culture where she was picked by my parents, and I was only 21 years old when I married her.
Wow. And, what culture is that?
That's what they do in India.
Wow.
They arranged marriages. This was a long time ago.
No, but did you at least get to meet her first?
Yeah, I met her. I met her, I think, twice.
Wow.
And then the arrangement was made, and you know, I didn't know her.
No, but did you have the right to say no?
You have the right to say no, but it's kind of like arguing an audit with the IRS. Yeah, you can say no, but, you know, there are consequences for saying no.
What an analogy.
Right? Yeah, it's like you can, you know, it's like the same thing one of the judges told me. You can represent yourself in court. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, but, you know, the judge will, you know, cite you in contempt. But, you know, yeah, you can represent yourself in
right,
court.
Right.
Sure, go right ahead.
Right.
But I just wanted to give you some of the highlights, and then I wanted to tell you how the story ended, because it's an interesting ending, and I just thought it might benefit your audience, because I really do admire what you're doing here.
Thank you.
So real quickly, she was an ultra-feminist. I mean, an ultra-feminist.
There's every red flag you need right there.
She was an ultra-feminist. She was, I'm independent, I don't need you, blah, 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 blah. When the time came and we were actually in court, she came in. Her initial demand for alimony from me was $10,000 a month.
Wow.
That was what she initially demanded, and she wanted the house and everything else, and I had a business running. And she brought in her lawyer, I hired my attorney, and then we had, I have my son. There was a huge custody battle the fees on the custody battle alone were over $100,000. That went on for 3 years.
Wow.
And it was very ugly. It was very, very ugly. Now, the difference between me and some of your other clients that you've discussed, Adam, is that, you know, you were mentioning that guys want to just hand it over and give it up and they're sick of it.
Get it over
There's no doubt about it. I had reached that point. I had been married for 10 years. Now, the stroke of, and I do believe in God in this respect, the stroke of the good Lord here was that I filed for divorce on the ninth year of the night, it was 9 years, 9 months, and 15 days.
Oh, wow.
So I was under the 10-year statute for a long-term marriage.
I know, but you won't believe it. What's been happening lately is there are a lot of judges who are rounding it off.
I realize that.
When it's nine, like you say, 9 years.
He had always had a job, thank goodness.
No, I know, but a lot of guys, it's 9 years and 9 months, and the judge just makes it 10.
You are correct. You are correct. Anyway, so, but she still came in asking for $10,000 a month, and I had four different attorneys on my case. I had a family law attorney, a business attorney. I had to hire a criminal defense lawyer because of the charges that were filed on the child abuse side. She
right.
reported me to L.A. County, what do you call it, Child Protective Services.
Yeah, that happens a lot now. That's classic, especially that happens classically now in something like 60 to 70% of cases, especially
yes.
when you have daughters. Right away the mother says that, you know, he touched her strange or he did something to her vagina or whatever, and everyone goes hysterical, of course.
And it was all baloney. It was all baloney because, I mean, I shared in the daily duties. I took care of my son. I picked him up from school. This was all baloney, but, yes, it costed an awful lot of money and an awful lot of time. So this went on for 2-3 years, and while she's doing all of this, she's the feminist woman, remember?
Naturally.
At the same time, she's sending me letters that she wants to reconcile. She wants to get back together.
Really?
Yes. With a bouquet of flowers and you name it, coming
wow.
to my office while I'm working. And then when we go into court, she's coming after me like the worst hippopotamus trying to eat a live crocodile.
I've seen them come to court and immediately turn on the waterworks, you know, start crying and screaming, and everyone gets, you know, freaked out.
Was that the difference between me and your other... I do have one side of me is that I am a fighter, And I was not going to let it go. I said, no, I'm not going to let you walk away with half. I'm going to drag this nasty battle out, and this is probably a bad quality in me. I was ready to fight her. The part which got really nasty was, and I don't want to get into too much of the complexities, was she filed a joinder action with my parents, and she sued my parents in the case
also.
Oh,
God. Wow. Wow. She wasn't,
so she dragged my
she wasn't kidding around, huh?
I beg your pardon?
She wasn't kidding around. I mean, I've seen where they people bring the other family members in. Wow.
And the case ended up dragging my parents into it. So now I've got my father showing up, and he's, you know, close to 70 and at the time. And he's coming into, you know, court for a deposition and all this other bullshit and everything. And that was when I said, you know, I got to put an end to this, okay, because my parents are going to die in the process, and I don't want that to happen.
Right.
So then my attorneys, I had, so I told you I had four attorneys. I had a family law attorney. I had a business litigation attorney, a criminal defense lawyer, and I hired a tax attorney.
Jeez.
And just to cut a long story short, the way we ended up settling it, it was actually handled very beautifully, in my opinion, the way they handled it. They got me out of the alimony. She ended up not getting any alimony at all. And what the attorneys came up with was when we settled the case, we structured the settlement. She wanted 50% of the company. So we structured it as a stock sale. We gave her 50% of the stock in the company, which ended up becoming a taxable sale.
All right. I think this might be a little too much detail for the radio show, but let me ask you, just to summarize, how do you feel about marriage?
Oh, that's done. That's done. I don't mean to be extending my time too much, but I do want to tell you how it ended. It's fine. The way it ended is the best. I'm sorry, it's a sad ending, but I will share it for you real quickly, okay? At the end of the marriage, we got divorced. She got engaged to this guy that she had the affair with. And I'm sorry to say, I really didn't wish her any ill. She put me through so much pain that I took a trip. I went out of the country, and I prayed, and I said, you know, dear Lord, either take me out, end it for me, because I can't put up with this anymore. Take me out, or just end it, because I can't put up with this anymore. What ended up happening at the end of the day, and I'm sorry to say, for herself, she ended up contracting cancer, and she died.
Oh, wow.
The big man upstairs got it done.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And so the end of the story was, everything that she took, everything that she stole, she was a thief. It all came back to me, and I got my son back.
Wow, thank God. Well, that's a pretty extreme resolution, but I'm really glad that it worked out for you somehow. I mean, that's unbelievable.
I have been single ever since. It's been 17 years, and I'm a very happy guy.
Thank God. Hey, Tom.
All's well that ends well. Wow.
Well, that's a pretty heavy ending, but still, geez. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to wait for the ex-wife to die. That's pretty heavy stuff. I guess it could happen. Obviously, there's some sense of justice in that, but not getting married in the first place is probably the best solution.
Absolutely. All right, Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you one more time.
Sure. Call me toll-free, 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. I do answer my own phone. Check me out online, www.adamlawyer.com. Send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com.
There you go. And don't forget, you can hear Adam every Tuesday with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Adam begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys from Gary's Dino.
Yeah!
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription. To the now fully digital magazine devoted to beers.
Make it disappear.
Beer Magazine. What's the average penis size? Question that's been asked forever. Nobody seems to have it until now.
And after 15,000 dudes was measured.
15,000? British researchers have assembled data. And the number is, when fully erect, 5.1 inches. 5.16.
5.1. Average.
Wow.
You better believe it.
Holy shit.
By the way, only 2% of the male population have an abnormally small penis.
Only 2%?
Only 2%, yeah.
All right.
The studied participants were aged 17 to 91, and our friends did about 15,000 of them.
It's a lot of dudes breaking out the tape measure.
It's a lot of cock to be seen.
No shit.
So many jokes in there. I'm not
even Yeah, no. Sure, you don't want to give it a whack. Oh, sorry.
You will.
You know that big fat broad that we're going to execute over there in Georgia? The first broad there we're going to execute?
Now, wait a minute.
Kelly Renee Jusenlander.
Wait a minute.
Jizzed on her?
No, she is the Burger King girl because she's going out with two Whoppers.
That's right. She's had like a 5 million last meals.
It's been a great week
for
her.
They postponed it again. Oh. Is there a problem with the drug now? Is there a problem with the drug?
Yeah, that's been, by the way, that's been an issue for quite some time. Because of a botched execution in another state, it has caused a ripple effect. A lot of these pharmacies don't have the compounds basically, you have to get the execution drug from, like, out of the country. It's crazy.
Yeah, but here's the deal. They had the drug, but they said out of an abundance of caution, because the pentobarbital meant for the execution appeared cloudy, they decided to postpone the execution. So they had the shit. It was cloudy.
This is going to be considered cruel and unusual punishment.
Can we just put the cloudy shit in there and get it done?
Get this. I'm telling you now, because of, like, they're saying it's like every day just fucking with her head, they're going to end up canceling the whole thing. She may get out of this because every day it's weather, cloudiness, whatever it happens to be, snow. They're canceling it nightly. It's totally fucking with our girl's head.
Yeah, of course it is.
So they're going to say this is cruel and unusual punishment.
Too bad. Then don't go around killing people. Who'd you kill? Her mother or something?
Kelly Renee had a little problem. She's very upset.
Or a husband. Some
I think
like
it was her husband. Yeah. She's now set to die with a dude next week.
I got an idea. Break a wine glass on a deck and push her backwards.
That's right. By the way, a very popular story we covered yesterday. It is one of the most unique ways to die.
It's there's no doubt about it. Yeah.
One in like 1 million chance that could happen.
Of course.
And just remember, you're to hear first.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
NBA legend Steve Francis, a victim of a strange and violent chain snatching at a rap show in
This
Houston.
Is great because there's video
there's
of it.
Video of it.
How's Stevie making out? He's enjoying himself, having a good time, and then somebody from behind. From behind.
Must have been a hell of a gold chain because it wouldn't pop.
Right.
He got dragged across the floor.
He got yanked to the floor.
That's pretty crazy, right?
The guy ended up taking the chain, actually, and basically he took off.